When it comes to being passionate about cricket, the Indians and other South Asians are right up there for being mad about the sport. The number of South Asian immigrants to Australia has expanded to more than a million people, and that's being reflected in huge numbers playing at junior, park and district level. But that's not the story in first class and test cricket, with a few notable exceptions. National sport reporter David Mark met two young cricketers who are among those changing the look of Australian cricket.
Tanveer Sanger has the cricketing world at his feet.
I just love bowling leg spin. For hours and hours, I would just keep on bowling. It's just a passion.
The 17-year-old Australian-born Sikh made his debut for the Australian under-19s team earlier this year, alongside fellow 17-year-old and Indian-born teammate Yuvraj Sharma.
I've been told that as soon as I started walking, I picked up a cricket bat, as most kids in India would do.
Yuvraj's cricket-loving father, Ritesh, named him after the famous Indian all-rounder Yuvraj Singh. The family moved to Australia when Yuvraj was just seven, in part so he could pursue his love of cricket.
Like every parent see great things in their kids, so it's very normal, it's not extraordinary. I think like we should give it a shot.
Tanveer Sanger and Yuvraj Sharma began their junior careers just as Pakistan-born batsman Usman Khawaja was making a name as the first South Asian-born player to get picked for the Australian Test team. But Khawaja and a handful of other players of South Asian heritage have remained the exception at first-class level, despite the enormous number of players at junior, park and district cricket levels. Tanveer Sanger thinks many junior cricketers might not persist with the sport because of parental pressure to excel at school.
Because I'm obviously from the Punjabi background, like I see a lot of parents pressuring their kids to do really well in school, and they quit cricket sometimes just to focus on school, and so the participation decreases.
But Ritesh Sharma says that intense focus on study above all else is slowly shifting.
Culture is changing, and you can see Indian background people or South Asian background people in every profession, so why not in cricket?
And his son Yuvraj is noticing the change.
With the population of us like going to second generation and more younger kids coming up, we might see an increase. Like around Sydney, we see a lot of younger kids taking part in cricket that are of South Asian background. So it's only a matter of time, I'd say, that they start coming up the ranks.
That's the hope of Cricket Australia's head of clubs, competitions and diversity, Kieran McMillan.
Our vision for community cricket is that there's 3,500 clubs around the country. All of those clubs are basically, you know, thriving hubs that reflect the demographics of their local community. And so as that comes through, then you would expect the Australian team and all the first class teams to also reflect Australian society.
For now, Yuvraj Sharma and Tanveer Sanger are focusing on finishing their Year 12 exams before a busy year of grade cricket and then next year's Under-19s World Cup in South Africa. And after that, who knows?
End goal is to get a bag green, play for your country, you know, just experience it. But I just want to not think too far ahead of myself.
As high as possible, really, yeah. Just keep going, I guess. It's hard to say at this age, but, yeah, you would want to go all the way and play for your country and do really well.
And let's hope they do. Cricketers Yuvraj Sharma and Tanveer Sanger ending that report from David Mark.